Let us start from Kitanoi. He says, we had here a memre of Rav Asi. Rav Asi had said that Mila Bishmini is dependent if it's Imay Tmeya Leida. If it's Imay Tmeya Leida, then there's Mila Bishmini. And if not, there's no Mila Bishmini, it's Mila Be'echa. So the Gemara says, Kitanoi. Yesh Yelid Bayish Shenima Le'echa. There's a Miknas Kesef and a Yelid Bayis, and on both of them there's a Chiyev and the Odain Lamoila. Is Yesh Yelid Bayish Shenima Le'echa. The Yesh Yelid Bayish Shenima Lishmoine. Yesh Miknas Kesef Shenima Le'echa. The Yesh Miknas Kesef Shenima Lishmoine. And now the Braisa starts explaining. Yesh Miknas Kesef Shenima Le'echad, Yesh Miknas Kesef Shenima Lishmoine. Keitza. Lokach Shivcha Miyuberes. A person purchased a Shivcha Miyuberes. Vachalkach Yolda. So that is called that the Uber is Ozamiknas Kesef. He purchased the aim and he purchased the Uber. He purchased the Yuba, so that's called, he was Koine the Yuba. And it was Yolda Birshusa. Zehu Miknas Kesef Hanimel Lishmoin. Lokach Shivcha Uvloda Ima. What if he purchased a Shivcha that had already given birth? So the Vlad is his, but it wasn't Noilad Birshusa. It was a Miknas Kesef. He purchased the Vlad, but it was not Noilad Bershusoi. Zuhi Miknas Kesef Shenimel Liyach. V'yesh Yelid Bayis Shenimel Lishmoine. There's a Yelid Bayis Shenimel Lishmoine Keita. Lokach Shivcha V'nisabra Etzloi. Yelid Bayis means that the Iber was Bershusoi. Or else it's called Miknas Kesef. It's the whole lady that the Ibel was Bershusoi. Lokach Shivcha V'nisabra Etzloi V'yolda. Zehu Yelid Bayis Hanimel Lishmoin. So now we just have to figure out what a Yelid Bayis is Shanimel Be'echa. Let us again see Rashi. Advai will skip over the large Rashi. We'll come back to it later. But let us just see Rashi. Yesh Yelid Bayis Shanimel Le'echa. So Rashi says the trei kroi ksiv b'yelid bayis or miknas kesef. There are two psukim which speak about yelid bayis and miknas kesef. Chat ksiv beiches. By one posik, it seems from the mashmois a posik that milas beiches. V'chad lo ksiv beiches. And one posik vayis there is not a din of shmini. Himoil yimoil yelid beischo or miknas kaspecho. V'loi meforish be'leches yomim. So v'aistei satelu barishem. Uchsiv, u'ben shmoinas yomim yimel lochem kol zocho l'doirei seichem. So the first half of the posik is speaking about the din mile of yaitzech alotzov, of bonov. Yelid bayis u'miknas keseh. And then it says afterwards, yelid bayis u'miknas keseh. Umistavre dahai de meforish bei lishmoina. So this posik, which is speaking about a ben shmoinis yomim, and it applies also to yelid bayis and miknas kesef. So mistavre hainu heiche de domi li Yisrael ma'alye shenoilat bebeisei shel Yisrael. Mishekonoi de dumye de lochem boina, that this Yelid Bayis and Miknas Kesef is similar to a Yisroel. So that's the smiches of the posik. Kol Zocher L'Doirei Seichem, which is speaking about latest Zocher, then Yelid Bayis and Miknas Kesef. The Dumye De Lochem Bain and Yimay Lochem, so this is Dumye De Lochem. An Egen Emila. And afterwards it says, Yelid Bayis Umiknas Kesef. Hilkach. Now we'll start making a cheshbon. Lokach Shivcha Miyuberes V'yolda. Hareize miknas kesef. This is considered a miknas kesef. The guf shalim hu bimeimoi vekono. So that's considered he purchased the eved. He purchased the blood. Shenimo leches. The dumye de lochemu. This is similar to Yaitzeh halotzot, shenoylat, this amiknas kesef, shenoylat birshusai shal Yisrael. And the criteria of milo bishmini is that it's dumye de lochem. Loka shivcha uvloda imo. But what if he purchased a shivcha that already gave birth to the blood? Shekvar yiladato. Va'af al pi shaloi avro olav ches leleidosoi, moli miyav, kidechsiv himel yimel. The lav dumye de lochemu. This is not similar to lochem because this was not noilad bershusoi. It's a miknas kesef that is not noilad bershusoi, so that's himel yimel. Lokach shivcha v'nis abro etzloi. So here it's not like havi uber miknas kesef because he purchased the mother before she was mu'beres. So it's not a miknas kesef. That's called yelid beisoi. The whole iber was the beis. Ela yelid bayis. Shenimo leches. De dumye de lochemu. This is similar to lochem. This is mamish yelid beisoi. Ulekame meforesh. What is the case of yelid bayis? Hanimo le'echad alibe de Tanikam. About Al-Koponim, till now we learned the Shitas HaTanikami, so we know the tier of Miknas Kesef, that's Nimel Bishmoine, that is if he purchased her when she was Muberes, there was Neilad Birshusoi, and Miknas Kesef, Shinimel le'echad, is speaking about that it's purchased after the lady, so it was not Neilad Birshusoi. Yelid Bayis is speaking that Nisabra Etzloi. So that is a Yelid Bayis Shanimo Bishmoy. Rav Chama said that in Yelid Bayis, not that what you said, Lokach Shivcha, the Nisabra Etzloi V'yoldo, by this case there's a din that it's Nimo Lishmoyne, is Rav Chama Oimer Tipen. Yoldo v'achar kach hitvilo. If first she gave birth, and then he was matvil the aim, ze yelid bayish shenimo li'echo. This is a yelid bayish shenimo li'echo. Why? Because b'shas leider, the aim was no tumas leider on the aim. Since she gave birth before the tvila l'shem shivchus, is that yelid bayish shenimo le'echo? He tvila v'achar kach yoldo. But what will be if he was matful the aim l'shivchus, and then she gave birth? Is that yelid bayish hanimo l'shmoine? This is yelid bayish hanimo l'shmoine. So we see from Rab Chama. The Reb Chama holds that from the tznoyim of Shmoine you need that it should be imay tmei oleda. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Chama oimer he tvila l'shem avdus. If he was matvel ho l'shem avdus, the chole oleho shem teiras shivchas Yisrael. Now she gets a teiras shivchas Yisrael. I think Teire means she's a Shivcha Knanis in our eyes, but Shivcha Yisrael means it's Gufay Konui. Till now, it's not called Gufay Konui, so she's now a Shivcha of Yisrael, she belongs completely to the Yisrael. Dineschaive bechol mitzvah she'ishe chayebis bem, vahavit meyoleide zeyelid bayish shenimo leches. Could be that what Rashi throws in, that she's mechuyev v'chol mitzvah she'isha chayeves ben, what is this negei alonu according to Rab Chama? According to Rab Chama, the ikar is that she's tmei aleida. It could be Tosfos in two places, which I know of, it clears a shaila if a shivcha is metame tumes leida. Taisvis in Psochim Daf Tesa Medal of the bottom Taisvis Klaus of the Shivcha Knanis is Metamatum is Lady, and Taisvis found a Teres Kayan. Taisvis in Yevomis Daf Ein Daladom at Beis also Klaus the Shaila, and there Taisvis brings Agamor already. Agamor of Eistachoi is that a Shivcha is Metamatum is Lady, and then Taisvis says, how do you know, Taki? So Taisvis says, could be you learn how Lola Meisha. That's what Taisvis wants to say. You learn how to say Rishov Lola Meisha. So it could be that's what Taisvis is saying over here, that we learn out, just like we learn out she's Chayiv B'mitzvis Lola Meisha, so we learn out also she's Metametum Esleid. It could be that's why Rashi sticks in that she's Mechayiv B'mitzvis Kedin, Chayiv B'chol Mitzvish Isha Chayiv Esber. Zeyelit Bayish and Nimer Leches. Yolda Vehitvila. What is if she gave birth and then she was tevil herself? So bishas leide, she was not betametumas leide. Zeili bayish and imalecha. Bechol shein imoit meya leide. Ein mamtinim loy leches ke ravasi. So Rabbi Chama holds like ravasi. Zok the Gemara bayit. Bishloime le Rabbi Chome. No, v'tanekame loishani le ben hitvile v'achakach yolde ben yolde v'achakach hitvile. The tanekame does not differentiate. This is Rabbi Chome's hashtik teira. That it depends if the leider was after the tefillah before the tefillah. V'tane kame loishani lei ben hitvila v'achakach yolda ben yolda v'achakach hitvila. The Tane kame said in all the tziyurim that it's nimel lishmoim. He did not mention one vote that it has to be hitvila v'achakach yolda. So by states he doesn't need hitvila. So Bemison, we have already what the Gemara said before. Kitanoi, he says Rav Asi shtik teire, that mila bishmoine is dependent on imait meyaleida. So machlokes Rabbi Chome and the Tanakam. Now the Gemara delves right onto this machlokes. Bishloime le Rabbi Chome. Mashkachas lo yilid bayis nimol le'echot yilid bayis nimol le'ches. According to Rab Chomer, we have a tzir yilid bayis nimol le'echot. That's yolde v'achakach hitvila. Yilid bayis nimol le'ches. That is he purchased a shivcha v'nisabra etzloi v'hitvila v'achakach yolde. Miknas kesef nima le'echod a miknas kesef nima le'ches. So we can find another tzir. Miknas kesef nima le'echod, miknas kesef nima le'ches. Not in Mok's place. Yo, the vachakach hitvile. Zeli bayish nima le'echod. Hitvile vachakach yoldo. Zeli bayish nima le'ches. Miknas kesef nima le'shmoine. Kegoin shelokach shivcha miyuberes. He purchased a shivcha miyuberes. So he said before, that's called a miknas kesef. It was kind of the uber, it was kind of the aim, and vehitvila, v'achakach yolda. So that's a miknas kesef, the nimel ishmoine. Miknas kesef nimel yecho. Kegoin shelokach ze shivcha, a case of miknas kesef nimola echad is as follows: that you had a shivcha meuberes that belonged to someone else, and now this person, the original owner, sold the shivcha to Reuven and the uber to Shimon. What did we? And therefore, it is nimol le'echad. Now, what is the reason for this? Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi azay. Bishloime le Rabbi Chome, the Shani, according to Rabbi Chome, there's a difference. Bein hitvile v'achakach yoldo, l'yoldo v'achakach hitvile. Es mashkachas lo kulu. So all four cases we have to you. Yilid bayis nimo le'echo. Yoldo v'achakach itvila. That's la nimalecha. Vili bayis nimaleches itvila v'achakach yolda. Ushneyem v'nishabach etzlo. The loyhavi miknas kesef. That's called the libayis, that the Hebrew was also in his rishus. Miknas kesef nimaleches kegain shelokach shifcha miyuberes. He purchased a shifcha miyuberes. V'yolda lachesh itvila. So it's called he purchased the Yubel, that's a Miknas Kesef, and the Ima is to Meir Leida, because it's speaking about Yolda La'acha She'tfila. Miknas Kesef Hanimor Li'echot. What is the case of Miknas Kesef Hanimor Li'echot? Kigoyim. She'lokach ze shivcho v'ze ubro. That Reuven purchased the shivcho and Shimon purchased the Yubel. The kivin, so what is wrong there? The kivin, the ein lebal ha'uba chelek be'imo. So this miknas kesef that is born in his reshus, he has no bailis whatsoever in the mother, because the previous owner sold the mother to Reuven, and he purchased the uba. So what is wrong with that is lav dumya de lochemu. We have guidelines. We have two psukim, and the pasuk of nimel lishmeine is davke. The pasuk starts off lochem ledeirei seichem. Yimu ben shmeini sham yimu lochem kol zocha ledeirei seichem. So the miknas kesef has to be similar to the lochem. And just by the lochem, the of has a chelik in the aim. So by the miknas kesef, you also have a chelik in the aim. Lav dumye de lochemu. Now, between you and me, I have a shtikel ha'ore on this Rashi. I mean, is that true that lochem, by lochem, by his own child, you have to have a chelik in the ein? And what if he was ma'anis a'ishe? So there's no din of nima l'shmoyne. Where did Rashi get this? That by lochem, you have a chelik in the ein? So memele, the miknas kesef has to be dumya de lochem. If the only case of lochem would be that he married an isha, so good, ha'isha niknis, so he has a kinyan in the isha, so memele, so then it's good. But if, so there's a psa lochem in the aim also, so the miknas kesef has to be dumya de lochem. But what if he's ma'anis an isha, so what chelik is there in the lochem? Unless you'll say, it's a shtikel muchach, a masugi and yevomis, I don't want to go into this now, but anusas oviv, according to Rabbi Yehuda Dachsarim, is called chayvei laven de she'er. That means if the father is ma'anis ha'isha, so this isha is called a korev of the father. It would seem that afilu abiyas nus gives some sort of a kinyan of the boil in the isha. It becomes a psakuva, so maybe that is also called, there's a chelik be'imo. There's such a chelik in the mother. The Batanura says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, anusas oviv ke'eshes oviv. That's me, such a lashon he says in the first parak in Yevomis. So al kaponim, so could be, afilu by anusa, there's a chelik also be'imo. Anyway, Rashi says that's a kaponim atnai, that in order there should be a mila lishmoine, you need it should be dumye de lochem. And just like there is a chelik bimai, here's also chelik bimai. So in a case where it is Reuven purchased the shivcha and Shimon purchased the yubel, so since Shimon is no chelik whatsoever in the aim, is lav dumye de lochem. Period. So the Gemara now set forth, according to Rabbi Chome, the Gemara said that the tzir of miknas kesef that's nima la'echot, miknas kesef that's nima l'shmoy. So Rashi says, Hu adin nami, the motzi leflugi, the miknas kesef. We could have had, like in the beginning, we started off a case of miknas kesef that's nimo le'echot, that he purchased the shivcho vlava. That he purchased the shivcho in the vlad after the ladies. That's also a miknas kesef, which is nimo le'echot, because it wasn't yolda b'shusa. So Rashi says, "Who are the nami the motzil of lugi be mitnas kesef bein yolda v'acher kach itvile bein itvile v'acher kach yolda ulemeima mitnas kesef nimo le'echot kegain shalokach shivcho miyuberes v'ubra v'yolda v'acher kach itvile." Oh, Rashi says a different case. You could have said that the tvile was later. You could have said that also. In my case, it's zichah that the tefillah was later, because he elo revus hashmina. He wants to tell us a chiddush tafilu behi tefillah. Forget that this shivcha muberes was already nitbal by the bialim rishonim. So you have now mamish a shivcha knanis, and now Reuben purchased the shivcha, and Shimon purchased the yubel. So memele, it's imoit meyole de vacha kach yolda. Filo was it filo. Mashkach aslo that she bing nimo liyecho. Oho, de shoni miknas kesef nimo liyecho le rabbi chome militanika. Menar Rashi yes the kashe. Aye, why do you say a different case according to Rabbi Chome from the case of the Tanika? Vuloi omak igoin shelokach shivcha vlode imo. Mishum din kain yolda koidim tvili. If that would be the case, so if he purchased a vlad that was already born, so umayirye noilad koidim shalok, afilu noilad mishalok hanamila abchom anim ulechot. So therefore, Faker, the Gemara wants to find a mechudish the kitzir, that it's taki imoit meyoleido, and va'afal pikein it's nimolechot, and the case is that one person pashilokach ze shivcha v'ze ubro, the other one purchased the yubel. Yeah. So this is according to Rabbi Chon. Elo l'tanikame, but according to the Tanikame does not hold. The Tanakama does not hold the whole Indian that you'd be in an email to me a lady. So the Gemara asks, Bishloimekulu mashkachas lohu. So by Miknas Kesef already we have two cases. One case of Miknas Kesef who was purchased when Nushu still muberes, Noilad Bereshusoi. So that's Nimolishmoina. It was purchased after the lady, so it was not noilad b'shus, so that's nimalecha. So by miknas kesef, we have a tzir. But by elite bias automatically it was nis'abel b'shus, so elite bias, nimalecha, eichim mashkachas lo, according to the Tanakhama, what is the case of nimalecha? Omar Rabbi Yirmiya, so Rabbi Yirmiya said, "Beloikeach shivcha leubro." So we're also going to have a similar case that he purchased. It has to be nisabro b'rshusoi, but he did not purchase the etzem shivcha lechol dovo. He only has a kinyan in the shivcha leubro, like a kinyan deka leperes. So memele, so therefore it is not dumye de lochem, because he has no chelik in the mother. The mother is not his. He only has a schus in the mother legabi the uber. That when she'll become uber, when she'll have an uber, legabi that, she's his shivcha. And she is his shivcha, not for working, not for any other purpose. No, only if she'll be nisabel, so memele legabi the ibu, it's considered is shivcha. Lekayach shivcha leubra. So since he does not have a kinyan in the aim, so memele it is not dumye de lochem, so memele it's nimaliyach. Like the Gemara, this is not so poshit that you consider he does not have a kinyan in the aim. Honichelamandiyom a kinyan peiris, lav ki kinyan aguv domi. is a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If a person has in a karke kinyan peiris, what does kinyan peiris mean? It means that the gufa karke belongs to the meicher, and the lekeach only purchased the karke legabi the peiris which will grow out of the karke legabi the peiris. It is his karke legabi all other things. It's the meicher's karke. So who is considered the bala karke? So that is a machloikes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Is Laman the Yoma Kinyan Peiris Lavke Kinyan Aguf Domi? If the real Bailam is considered not the one who has the Schus Achilas Peiris, no, the one who's the real Bailam, so Memela, so it's very good. So if this person purchased, a Shivcha Lubra, so what does he have in the Shivcha? Only a Kinyan Dekala Peiris. So Memela, so that's not considered that he has a bailus in the Etzem Shifcha. So he doesn't have a bailus in the Etzem Shifcha, so it's not Dumye de Lochem. It is not Dumye de Lochem, so therefore it is Nimo Liecho. Elo Leman Diyom HaKinyin Peiris KeKinyin Aguf Domi. But what if you hold Kinyin Peiris KeKinyin Aguf? So Memela, so he is considered the bailim of the Shivcha, since Lagabi the Ibu, it's considered his Shivcha. So Memela, so it should be Nimol Ishmoine. This is Dum Yidalachem. It's considered he's a Bailim on the Guf HaShivcha. Ma'ika Lameima. Omarav Mishar Shiye, Beloikayach Shivcha, Almenas Sheloi Lahatvila. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Hello, Yelid Bayis Nima Lechot Eichem Ashkachas Lo, Hovadi Dum Yidilochemu, Hoyu Bolav Betumis Lei Detal Yelididei. If it was Nisabro Etzloi, and it's no Dabir Shusai, so it's Dum Yidilochem. So why, and you don't need to mislead it, so why isn't it Nima Lishmein? Ve'loikeyach shivcha lo'ubra, fa'afilu mi'yisroel, da'avet me'yaleide, shekvar tovlo. It's also l'abdum yidolachem. Hoyil ve'in lo'ichelik b'imoy, doesn't have a chelik b'imoy, because it's only shivcha lo'ubra. So the Gemara says that's not kosher, it's told the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Hani chaplukte de Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan b'baba basa. So the Gemara answers, so me'el fiyot kinyin perske kinyin aguf, we are in hot water. So the Gemara answered, shelokho al menas sheloi lahatvila. So what is this? That when he purchased her, there was an upmach that she has no intentions of becoming a shivcha knanich. He's purchasing her as worker, but she has no, there's no religious commitments from this shivcha. Shalokha manas sheloi lahatvila. The loi shaiche bo toiras Chiyuve de mitzvahs klal. So memele, she's a lav bas teiras chiyuve de mitzvahs. The lav dumye de lochemu. So memele, you also need this. Al kaponim, this you need dumye de lochem. Just like by lochem, the mother is a bas chiyuv mitzvahs. So memele, the shivcha has to be also a potential bas chiyuve. That means even though they don't need tvila according to the Tanakhame, but al kaponim, since there was not an upmach b'shas the kinyan, that she won't be matvil herself, so he is ready schusim to be tevil abal kocha. So it means she's oimid to become a bas chiyuv mitzvahs. Not yet, she didn't tevil herself abal kaponim, that's also called dumye de lochem. She's in the parsha of mitzvahs. Aval etumas leide leichashine biyolda vachakachit vila tumas leide, they hold you don't need. But if he could force her to table herself, so memele, so she's called, that's called dumya de lachem, that she's mechuyev b'mitzvahs. Zog taisvahs kitanoi yesh yelid bayis heime. So the Gemara found in Rabbi Chome that Reb Chome said that that in order that it should be nimar lishmoine, you need that it should be hitvila v'achakach yolda. So the Gemara understood, why do you need hitvila? In order that it should be tmeya later. So the Gemara found Rabbi Chome and Ravasi is one shita. Like Taisvis Tema. Heichi mashmele mitoich hach bereise de Rabbi Chome toli taima betumas later. Where do you see this in Rabbi Chome? That's sure you need tvila. But who says you need tvila because of tumas later? Could be I can tell you Rabbi Chome holds that Mila Bishmini is not at all dependent on Tumas Leida. Ayoytzei Doifen is also Nimalachas. Aye. If you don't need Tumas Leida, so why do you need that Itvila Vachakach Yolde? Aye, the Matzrich Tvila Bishivche, Mishum de Binyanacher, Eine Cheshuve Giyoyres, Atche Yitvel, Atche Titvel, Kedenav Columbia Bomis, Perikachay. Means faces means ask as follows. We just finished learning, according to the Tanakhame, that you need Dumya de Lochem. What which I Dumya Lochem, that she should be a Baschi of mitzvahs. So we mentioned, according to the Chachamim, even though she didn't toivel herself yet, but she's a potential Baschi of mitzvahs. Because he could force her to toivel herself. That is the svar of the Tanakhame. A potential baschi of mitzvah that's called dum yedelachem. And need bepoil she should be a baschi of mitzvah, so it should be dum yedelachem. So therefore, that is the reason why you need that before the lady she should have been tabled herself. Because al yedei atvila she becomes a baschi of mitzvah, and then it becomes dum yedelachem. But where do you see a Rabbi Chome? That Rabbi Chama holds that is a tnai in Mila Shmini that you need Tumas Leide. Could be the Tvila here is needed for a different purpose in Gans. That's Taisus Kash and Taisus Vibes by a thing. Kegoin Shelokach Ze Shivcha Vize Ublo. Perish Bekunteritz, Davi Motzi Lameina, he could have said a different mahalo. Kigoin shelokach shivcha miyuberes v'yolda koydim tvila. He could have said a different seal of miknas kesef that is nimol le'echa that he purchased a shivcha miyuberes v'yolda koydim tvila. Ela revusinoka tafilu b'tovla even if she toivled herself v'achakach yolda v'ashkach aslo miknas kesef nimol le'echa. In the case is what? Lokach ze shivcha veze ubro. So memele, so since he does not have a kinyan in the aim, so this is not tum yidolochem. Bekoshelari, dimkein tanekame de lael. If this is a rebuse, dimkein tanekame de lael, havala minket nami hach rebuse. Vamai koma. Why did the Tanakhama say before? Lokach shivcha uvloda ima zui miknas kesef shenim olechot. Afilu lokach muberes nami el shlokach ze shivcha veze ubra veshape dum yidolochem. Chigirse shiltes terabachoy. That's the Rashi which we didn't learn yet, but that's the girse of the shiltes terabachoy. So why didn't the Tanakhama say this rebuse? That he purchased a shivche muberes, he purchased when it was muberes, and it's yolda b'shusay, v'afal pikein, he is, it's nimol b'echad, because he doesn't, it's not dumi d'lechem, there's no kinyan in the mother. Yeah, is nirel read the goras, the read doesn't like how she's gilsa, the goras can't shalok, ach shicha bladim, forget that's the gilsa. Miu taimalari, davimotzi le minket rebuse, afilu beloi vloda ima, kegoin she lokach shivcha miu beres viyolda koidem tvila. Why didn't he say this case? Shom denech le minket, tiktoni bebraise vimilse de tanikam. Agav ulche, the Taisus Arosh explains that Taisus does not like Rashi's pshat. Taisus holds that this is called Dumye de Lochem, because since another yid, and I skipped over, I'm sorry, I'm looking at me, but it's not a shiv zeubra, levad I lock as a shiv zeubra, havi shaper dumi de lochem. Oh, this tickle. That lokar ze, the avovade lokar ze shivcha vze ubra avishapa dumi lochem. Why is it dumi de lochem? So the Taisus Arosh explains, because since the shivcha belongs to a yid, and the uber belongs to a yid, that's dumi de lochem. Not the way Rashi says that the baal avlad has to have a kinyan in the aim. Dumi de lochem is as long as the shivcha belongs to a yid, that's also called dumi de lochem. So therefore, nearly the God can shalak and shivcha vladim. Mi yutayim alari, tavi motze leminkid revusa afilu bevloi vladim. If you're going shalak and shivcha mi yuberes, the yolda koidim tvila, mi yishleim ad anechle leminkid kitani bevraise bemilse de tanaka. The oid oimari, that what the Gemara does not chap on this tzir, by miknas keser, the Mishum Dahanach Kroi, now the Reese is a very pertinent kasha. Mishum Dahanach Kroi, Nimoil Le'echot, Ve'nimoil Le'shmoine, the elite bias umiknas keser. Where are these psukim written? Sivi Be'parshas Lech Lecha. Hilka, in the Parshas Lech Lecha, there was no Inyan Bechlal of to mislead it. What did Taisus want to say? Taisus wanted to say, let us say that the pasuk that says it's Nimo Lechot is speaking about before Tvila. So Lechere Taisus says, you know, before Tvila, in Bizman Avraham Avinu, Tvila was Leimal Leimayr. Because, Faker, that was the Gemara had said, Nitna Teireve Nishatsha Aloche. Faker, the whole Haloche, that you need that imay tmeo leida in order to be nimul b'shmoine, this was nischadish after matan teire. But bizman teire sarishainim, there was a din mila b'shmini, afilo ein imay tmeo leida. So my mail is akhtari yaza. The nemes in Rabbi Chami is a tremendous problem. These psukim are written parshas Lech Lecha. Now these psukim were written before matan teire. So before Matan Torah, so what do you say? It's Nimoil Le'echot, because, by Miknas Kesef, it's Nimoil Le'echot, because there was Loi Tavla. Before Matan Torah, there's no Inyan of Tumas Leida. So the Meila Vaidem Reidem, Shem Dahan Nechroi, Nimoil Le'echot, the Nimoil Ishmoin Adilid Bayis, from Miknas Kesef, Ksivi Beparshis Lech Lechom. Hilkach nechelei lashkulchinu bechiyai gavnes. He wants to say that the halachas, which are written in this pasuk, that there's others are nimol shmei, others are nimol echot, bechiyai gavnes deshayich koydem matan toyres. He wants to say that these halachas are halachas which apply before matan toyres. V'lai havi tefila, before matan toyres tefila didn't spiel a role. But Aval Gav, the Yilid Bayis, Nimoy Le'echot, L'Rab Choma Le'Mishkaches Lo, Elo Acha Matan Teire. So L'Cheire, this Pasik, that Yilid Bayis is Nimoy L'Shmoyne, is Le'Mishkaches Lo, Acha Matan Teire, Le'Mishkaches Lo, Acha Matan Teire, B'Yoldo, V'Acha Kach Tov Lo. So Memeila heisis la'acha matan teire, the din nima lishmoine will only apply. I mean, there's a different pshat in the pasuk. There's a, the pshat in the pasuk, it's nima lishmoine, is only after tvile. That applies after matan teire. After matan teire, that's pshat in the pasuk. But so whatever he could say, Pshat Koyde Matan Torah, he wants to say Pshat Koyde Matan Torah. So therefore he did not want to say Nimer Li Echad is speaking about before Tvila, because Bizman, when the Pasuk was written, Tvila was not a criteria, and Nimer Li Shmoine. Dachsach Mir, the Hemek Shaila says on the Shiltes, that according to Rabbi Chome, the Yesoid of Rabbi Asi applies to Rabbi Chome also. The Gemara asked the Kash, Rabbi Asi said a Yesoid that in order that there should be a Mila Lishmeine, you need Imait Meyalei. So the Gemara asks, Teiris HaRishayim Yechichu, there was Mila Lishmeine, I feel it without Imait Meyalei. So the Gemara says, Nitro Teire V'Nishat Shaloch. That means that before Matan Teire there were different Tanoim, and in Matan Teire there was Nishadish different Tanoim. That's what Rab Asi was Machadish. So according to Rabbi Chome, Fakert, Rabbi Chome has to hold the Yisod of Rab Asi as Nitne Teire V'Nishat Shaloch. That means, that what Rab Chome says, you only chayev mila b'shmoyne after tefillah, that is not pshat in the posik koyde matan teire. Koyde matan teire, the din shmini was not totally in tefillah. So koyde matan teire, you have to make different siyurim. You have to make different siyurim when it's nima le'echad, when it's nima l'shmoyne. But Rav Chome says, but la'achem matan teire, we learn different shot now in the posse. La'achem matan teire, nitna teire, v'nishat shalok. Kain shalok ra'al mena shaloi la'atvilach, mekosh v'ivom aspeik ha'chelet, shalok ha'am na shaloi la'gayra yochel l'shohi say habe. Like this, the din is, if they did not make a t'nai ha'am na shaloi la'gayra, you can't have with you an eved that is not maskim to be mal, or a shifcha that is not maskim to table us. Zog die Gemara weiter. Tanya Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Oime. Anu sugya. Kol sheshoho lamid yoim ba'odo. If a child lived 30 days, ain't a neifa. Then we know clearly that this child is not a neifa. Shenema ufduyov mi ben chodesh tifte. We see in Rashi klo what the raya from the pasuk is. That since the din pidyon aben is chal only after 30 days, so we see till 30 days it's a suffix nafel, and after 30 days it becomes nisbara that it is not a nafel, and then there's a chiyah pidyon. Shmoinis yamim bebeheime ain't a nafel, and by a beheime, when does it become nisbara that this beheime is not a nafel? After 8 days. Shenemar umiyoyim hashmini vaholo yerotza lekol. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Ufduyav bebcher odom ksiv. Mi ben chodesh. So Rashi learns pshat mi de toli bohoch. Why do you have to wait 30 days in order to be poita? What is this magic inyan of 30 days? Shmami no achshav nizbarer shehu ben kayom. Now we know that it is a ben kayom. Veloi koydem lochem. So when it becomes this nizbarer that this is a ben kayom, so then there's a chiyuv pidyon. In kol zman it is less than 30 days, so there's a sofik bechlal vis a bal kayom. So there's no chiyuv pidyon. This is a Rashi here, in Rashi and Bobekamed, Af Yudbeis Amed Beis, and Tosfos understood Rashi that the whole reason that you don't make a pidyon aben teshloishim is because it's a sofik nafel. So Tosfos comes to the conclusion, so what will be if it's noida shekolu chadosho? I know klal that this is kolu chadosho, but it's not a nafel. So then you should be able to make a pidyon in the 30 days. It's not true. And then Taisa brings a bigger raya. Taisa brings a raya from a Gemorim Bchayres. The Gemorim Bchayres says as follows. What if he gave the Koyan the money to Shloishim? And later the Koyan lost the money, Nisachlo Hamois, and then the child became Shloishim. The child became Shloishim Yoim. So Yimachui, you have to make a new Pidyon Aben. The old money is no good because it's not around anymore. But now that this child lived to Shloishim, so now we see Claude, the child was not a nafel. So why the money that was given to Shloshim cannot be used for Pinyan HaBen? If the whole reason that you're not paid the Tech Shloshim is because maybe it's an Eifel, that's Taisvus Kasha and Rashi. The Rashbe in Bobi Kameh says a different shot in Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. He says chat as follows. Not that the reason is you're not paid there 30 days because maybe he's an Eifel. That's not pshat. But that what the Torah was machayev to be paid there after 30 days, that is because after 30 days I know klar it's not an Eifel. Till 30 days it's exeges hakosav. I know kol lichadosh even though she also not paid there. But that that the Torah says, but after 30 days is a chiy opinion. Oh, I mean after 30 days, how much mechver l'varaye? Maybe he's an Eifel. Why am I mechuyev after 30 days? So that's the raya of Avram Shimon Gamliel. If the Torah was mechayev to be paid that ben after 30 days, from this we see that after 30 days is avadai not an Eifel. That is the raya from Pidyon HaBen. Ha'aloi shosh loishim yoyim. But it wasn't shosh loishim yoyim. Ba'odim abahei meches yomim. That's the Gemara's kash. Loishos shosh veika habe. In fact, the Gemara so Rashi shloishim yoyim ba'odim abahei meches yomim. Sveika habe. Hashas porich lo. This is the Gemara's asking this kash. So come out, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, less than 30 days is a suffix nefel. So every child till 30 days is a sofik nefel. So how do you make a bris b'yoyim hashmini? Cotton b'yoyim hashmini b'shabes. How can you be malakotten b'shabes? Dilma nefel. Maybe he's a nefel. V'loy chazi lomel. V'oisech habure. Shalai b'mokei mitzvah. That's the Chodesh Shabbos girse. She's making a chabure and a child in Shabbos. There's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to be mala nefel. So how are you allowed to make a bris? It's a sofik nefel according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Omar Rav Ade Barabe. So Rav Ade Barabe said along this. Mola noise mimon nefshech. You can make a bris, no problem. What's the mimon nefshech? Im chayu. If he's not a nefel. He's a ben shiva, achveis, a ben tishem. Shapir kamo. So you're making a bris. He's mechuyev b'mila. V'im lav, what are you afraid of? Maybe this child is a nefel. So he's allowed to be mechal b'l shabbos. You're making a chabure. Mechatech b'bosaru. So you're just cutting a piece of dead meat. If he's a nefel, so the child is a din of a meis. So just like you're allowed to cut a steak in Shabbos, you're allowed to cut the yilatabi mal this tinnik. Zot Rashi, im chayu kloima, im kol uloi chadosh of shapir kamoel. Vos is, maybe it's a nevel mechatech babos l'shchutu, v'loi chaburi. So this is not called a chabur. There's no netilus nisham over here. So mamon of shechilata make a bris. Be'elo, how do you make a broche? Chayre, it should be suffic broches. Chedesh Oviv seems to say that Kachtik Nechacham. They said, man, like this, you'd never have a broche by Yem Hashmin. The Chachamim said, should make, even though Betzim is still a sofik, but you make. Maybe there's a roiv. Roiv, no Shemeinim Apilus, Al Kaponim. They were saying, but that was the takon, or else you wouldn't have dos. So they were misakin, you make a broche. Ve'elo hod sanye sofik ben zayin sofik ben ches emechal nolaves haShabbos. He just said it's a beautiful shtik Torah that there's nothing what to worry about to make a bris on a sofik nefel. Tak a sofik nefel, but the mimon of shechman can make a bris. In fact, the Gemara we learned and daf kuf lamed hayamed aleph. Sofik ben zayin, sofik ben ches, ein mechal noloves haShabbos. You don't make a bris. That's a losoi. That's mamayit sofik. Amayin emelino mimon nefshech. So why can you make a bris on a sofik ben zayin, sofik ben ches? Every child is a sofik. So let's make a bris on a sofik ben zayin, sofik ben ches. Im chayu shapir kamo. Vim lav mechatech bebosahu. Omar, Mar, Berei de Ravine, Ano, Verav Nechumi, Bar Zachaye, Targimna, That's true, you can make a bris, no problem. That what the Baraisa says, that you cannot make a bris on the Sovik ben Zayin, Sovik ben Ches, according to Rabbi Lezer, those machshire mil is doiche Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Lezer, Sovik ben Zayin, Sovik ben Ches, it is not doiche Shabbos, because here, since there's a Sovik, maybe it is not a bar mile, so you can't, machshire mil is not doiche Shabbos. Aye, according to Rabbi Lezer, when is machshire mil doiche Shabbos? You never have a vadai ben, you never have a vadai ben Tes, so Rashi says, according to Rabbi Lezer, it will be by Kol Loi Chadoshav. He says Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah that says that Machshir Emil is Doiche Shabbos. That's speaking, we know Behedi Kol Loi Chadoshav. That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. But a normal Tzir Einach Hanami, Machshir Emil is not Doiche Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Loi nitzricha ha diktoni mechalun elu linye machshirei milo le Rabbi Lezer, dom adochi Shabbos. Ha ni mili dikim le begavi shekol olei chadoshim. Sheavru tes chadoshim, how do you know kol olei chadoshim? Sheavru tes chadoshim mi sheshim sha ad sheyelatoi. That from the shimush till the leide, there's tes chadoshim. Vloi shimsha kol yemei iburo. That Chiddush Ovi said that's a little extreme. You don't need Vayishim Shekol Yemei Buru. La'acha Shehuke Ubra, she could be Mishamas already because you know close she was Nesaba from before. Avol Sofik Ein Machshirin Doichin Dil Melava Mimulu Mechalo Shabbos Pasoy Seipcho Mimul Balsa. Rabbi Kevei Getzeichin Su on this Rashi Atvu Esher. The Tvua Sher says, what is the case of Kolu Loi Chadoshav? So the Tvua Sher says, so Rashi says, what's the case of Kolu Loi Chadoshav? She'ovru Tes Chadoshim. That Tes Chadoshim passed till, from the time it was Mishamish till the latest. So we know Klor, it's Kolu Loi Chadoshav. So the Tvusher says, Tes Chadoshim is Lav Davke. Tes Chadoshim would come out 270 days. It means the Gemara need 273 days. Why need 273 days? Because we do not know when the Zera was Niklat. The Zera could be Niklat. There's a 3-day period that it could be Niklat. So Memele, if we say that a Yerledes, Rashi is going Tes Chadoshim, that if you're the Yeledes L'Tes, is you need Tes Chadoshim Shleimois. So Memeila, so Tes Chadoshim from the Shimush is not sufficient. It could be it's not Tes Chadoshim Shleimois. So you'll need another 3 days to ensure that from the Klitas Hazera there is full Tes Chadoshim. So that is called, I know klo kol oloi chadoshim, and in that case, you machshir emile is doich. So what did we have so far? We had so far that Rav Shimon Gamliel says, before being alive 30 days, every child is a sofik nefel. No mila we make mimon of sheikh, that's how Avada Barabbas said. But like this, it's a sofik nefel. Amar Abaye kitanoi. Now this shtick teire that Rav Ada Barave had said, Rav Ada Barave made it like it's no kasha. The most, how could you be mal, a sofik nefel, in Shabbat? So Rav Ada Barave said, what's the problem? Im lav, if he's not a bar chai, so it's machatach bosor ba'alme. So Rav Ada Barave was machadish, that a nefel, there's no din of chiyas, there's no din of netilas neshama by a nefel. That's what Rav Ada Barave was mechadish. So this is not poshet. This is a machloikis tanoi. Where do we find a machloikis tanoi? In Teiris Kainim it says that they dashed on this posuk as follows. V'chiyomus min ha-beheime asher hi lochem lo'ochlo. We'll see in Rashi how the drosha goes. But we learn from this posuk Lahavi ben shmoine she'ein shechitosoi metaharosoi. The Teiras Koinim darshins that a treife that was geshochten, that's the beginning of the pasuk, a treife that was geshochten is not metame tumes nevela. And from the end of this pasuk, from la'ochlo, we learn out that a ben ches that was geshochten ein shechitosoi metaharosoi. Ben Shmoinim is almost speaking about a behemagasa, that the Ibra of a behemagasa is Tes Chadoshim. So a Ben Shmoinim, a behemah that was born, a Ben Shmoinim ain't Shechitosoi Metaharos. Now that stems very good with Ravada Barabe. Ravada Barabe said a Ben Shmoinim is a Chatech Bosa Baume. There's no, just like there's no Inyan of Chabure, there's no Musig of Shechite. So Memelas, that's very good. That seems with Rabba de Barab. But, it says, weiter in Teres Koinim, Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rabbi Eloza b'Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Shechitosoi mitaharosoi. Oh, we see that they hold that there's a din tahare al yedei shchite. So there's a musig of shchite by a ben ches. Even though it's a nefel, it's a chilek how it's going to die. If it dies, tamazoi, so it's a nevela. If you shechted it, so the netilas neshama went out through shchita, so it's not a nevela. So you see there's some chiyas there, and shchita is metairet. It's, so my love, behoke miflegi, that is the machloikis, the tanekame, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Losef, Rabbi Shimon. The ma'asov achayu. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon hold that a navel has a ben ches, has a teiris chai. So memele, so pastor, chaninyin of shchita. So according to them, do zicha be an union of chabura also. Umar so, well, meis, und the tanakama holds ein shchitosi mitarose. He holds taki that a ben ches is boss of yalme. Sarkoponim, aber des Teretz of Ravade Barave is a machlokes tanoi. Omar Ravis, Ravis said, no, you are not learning the correct pshat in posuk. Ihochi, if that would be the machlokes, and according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, there is chi estak in the ben ches, and therefore shchita helps, is adem miflegi le'inyin tume vetare, liflegi le'inyin achile. That if shchita helps, it's a chai. So let shchita be materit from Isser Nevela. Elo de kol alma meisu. Everyone holds it's a meis. So legabi, there's no chias whatsoever. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon Sovri, ki treife. Treife lav aval gav de meisoi. Even though a treife also is a din of a meis. Shritoso mitaharoso chenami lo ishno. Verabonon lo idomi le treife. Treife oisolo shasa koisha. Hai lo oisolo shasa koisha. This is worse than a treife. Tanakamo, this is worse than a treife. A treife had a shasa koisha before it became a treife. So memela, therefore, is the shritas mitahar tumas nevela. Hai loy hoy solo shasa kaysh. Frek de gemorge ve gitay me treife mi bet in my ikle main, but we see that shrita helps even on a treife mi bet. Hai it is never shasa kaysh, so what is the difference between a treife and a ben ches? Af de gemorge hosom yesh be mino shrita. Hoche ein be mino shrita. So by Emerson, the gemorge is saying, in other words, the gemorge is saying that this whole machloikis in Teiris Koyanim is only noigeya tumis nevela, but lagabi all other inyanim, it's zicher as a din of a mesa, and memele lagabi the teretz of Ravada Barava in Shabbos is zicher allowed. In Shabbos, you are zicher allowed to be chaytech the besar of a ben ches, because it's kemechatech boso ba'om. Let us see Rashi. Ketanoi neifel gomo im choshev kemeis, kedomar avada barabe. the einoi elo mechater bebosa, oi loi, v'avi chabure, is a machlokes tanoim, lochlo lohavi ben ches, the kulikra dorish lei beteres kain. The pasuk says as follows, v'chiyomos mina behime. That's the beginning of the pasuk. Mina behime mikzas, behime metame, there's some behime that are metame, mikzas ain't metame. What is not metame? Pratle treifeshe shochta, treifeshe shochta is not metame. Umedemame treifeshe shochta mechlal de betahirakoi. We're speaking about a mean that's toyer. Asheri lochem, lohovi behemet meye, that a behemet meye is metame to misnevela. Why do you need a drosha to tell me that behemet meye is metame to misnevela? There's enough in the pasuk before, so lafisha pasha rishayna dechsivo, lochola behema, shima freses pasha, and then a malas geire, muki lohosan behema minachai. That is not speaking that the whole behem is in a veil, it's speaking about a neighbor, minachai, a kosu vedabel, or pasha zu, Bemeise vadaim, lochlo, lohvi ben ches chadosh mshav shchitosoi, miso umetame, there's a teres miso and it's metame, marso vachayu, lefika shchitosoi metarosoi, leinyin achile, imuta bachile vishchitosoi elab, trei vishchitosoi metarosoi meletame kedefrishes. So the Gemara says, one mal yoma says, this remains. So the Gemara says, "Mi pligi le mishri." Now this is going on the Gemara further.